إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Once again, I welcome all of you into this class. As every Monday, we read from this book, Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi, a summary of Islamic jurisprudence by our noble Shaykh, Al-Allama, Al-Doktor Salih bin Fawzan Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allahu. وبارك في عمره وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. We're in a chapter or the book of Zakat. Inshallah ta'ala, tonight we're gonna continue the first chapter. Because the first chapter was about مشروعية الزكاة ومكانتها. The last point the Shaykh mentioned and we read to you is that the zakat is obligatory upon a Muslim if five conditions are fulfilled. Five conditions. قال الشيخ حفظه الله ونتاج البهائم التي تجب فيها الزكاة وربح التجارة حولهما حول أصلهما فلا يشترط أن يأتي عليهما حول مستقل إذا كان أصلهما قد بلغ النصاب فإن لم يكن كذلك ابتدأ الحول من تمامهما النصاب. Once again, I remind you, there's a lot of terms and terminologies and a lot of details in the zakat. As for myself, alhamdulillah, this is from the ni'mah of Allah upon us. I'm going to read to you from the translation, because this book has been translated, alhamdulillah, make things easy for all of us. The Shaykh says, as for, because the point we stopped at, he was talking about the hawl. Like, for trade and the livestock and the like, has to, and gold and silver and the livestock, for the zakat to be due, the hawl is like 1 year, one lunar year should elapse. Except for grains and fruits, okay? For the grains and fruits is different. That zakat is entailed upon in it whenever it exists, whenever it exists, when the grains harden, and when the fruits
ripen.
Now, that's the conditions for the zakat, for the fruits and for the grains. Now he says, as for the offspring of cattle liable to zakat, and the profit gained in trade, the lapse of the year is to be counted with regard to the original capital. Okay, with the original capital. Thus, it is not necessary that a complete year passes on the offspring of cattle, or the profit if their original capital has reached the nisab. And this makes it easy, alhamdulillah. So they are included with what all the original capital. And the zakat is due if that original capital already reached the nisab. If it has not, meaning if that original capital has not reached the nisab, the year is to be estimated from the time they complete the nisab. Okay? Like the nisab, for example, for sheep is 40 heads. So So if somebody has only 35, they have babies, still they have not reached the nisab. So they wait until once they reach the nisab, that's when the hawl started. قَالَ وَمَنْ لَهُ دَيْنٌ. Now the Shaykh is telling us how to give the zakat. It's not like whenever. So there is this terminology and these details. قَالَ وَمَنْ لَهُ دَيْنٌ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ فَإِنَّهُ يُخْرِجُ زَكَاتَهُ إِذَا قَبَضَهُ لِعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ عَلَى الصَّحِيحِ وَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ دَيْنٌ عَلَى مَلِيءٍ بَاذِلٍ فَإِنَّهُ يُزَكِّيهِ كُلَّ عَامٍ. And the Shaykh, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, he says, as for the creditor of an insolvent person. Now this point he's talking about now is about, let's say someone who has wealth and liable to pay the zakat, but he has lent some of it to certain people. How does he pay the zakat? Can he count that money even though it is with other people? That's what the Shaykh is talking about in this point. He says, as for the creditor of an insolvent person. Insolvent person is a person who's have difficulty. He may pay, he may not. Okay? He says the creditor is to pay the creditor is the person who lent out the money. The creditor is to pay the due zakat of the debt when he receives it. When he receives it, in case the debt has remained for a whole year with the indebted person. Okay? This is according the Shaykh, he says, to the soundest opinion of scholars. However, he says, when being the creditor of a rich solvent person, okay, the creditor is to pay zakat due upon this property each year. Each year, okay? Now. The ulama, they says, because when a person is able to pay back, man, alhamdulillah, that money is guaranteed. But in the other case, he may not know if the person is able to pay it or not. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله وما أعد من الأموال للقنية والاستعمال فلا زكاة فيه كدور السكنى البيوت التي يسكنون فيها وثياب البذلة وآثاث المنزل والسيارات والدواب المعدة للركوب والاستعمال. He says, moreover, no zakat is due upon any property set for possession or usage, okay, such as one's dwelling house. A person doesn't pay the zakat on his house, even the house costs a lot of money. His clothes, the furniture, the vehicles, also a vehicle of the person, that's his vehicles, that use the animals prepared for riding and usage. That's why the ulama, they make a difference. If a person have a piece of land with the intention to build a house on it or the like, then they don't pay no zakat. But if a person bought a piece of land to invest in it his money, like somebody look says, he bought a piece of land for 20,000 and with the intention, look, in a couple of years from now, it may be 50 or 70 or more or less, that person now, he pays zakat every year on the value of that land. Every year he pays the zakat on the value of that land, even though he didn't sell it yet. Because the intentions there are different. As opposed to someone who bought that land to build a house, but or to just go take his children to run in it, or whatever the case is, set a garden in it, that person doesn't pay no zakat. Unless if he changes his mind. Unless if that person changes his mind, somebody tell him, look man, this area now, this land can get you a lot of money. If you put it for sale, now if the hawl go around, elapse, and he didn't sell it yet, he paid his zakat. The Sheikh, he says, as for what is set for rent as vehicles, stores, and houses, no zakat is due upon its original capital. Okay? But the zakat is due upon the rent paid for such a property if it reaches the nisab alone or by adding it to another estate and a complete year lapses. So if a person has a house or two renting them, so there is no zakat on the houses themselves, but the zakat on the profits. And of course, if he reached the nisab and a year lapses. Aina. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله ومن وجبت عليه الزكاة ثم مات قبل إخراجها ثم مات قبل إخراجها وجب إخراجها من تركته فلا تسقط بالموت لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فدين الله أحق بالقضاء رواه البخاري ومسلم وغيرهما فيخرجهما الوارث فيخرجها الوارث أو غيره من تركة الميت فيخرجها لأنها حق واجب فلا تسقط بالموت وهي دين في ذمة الميت يجب إبراؤه منها. The last point in this chapter, the Sheikh, he says, as for one upon whom zakat is obligatory and he dies before paying it. Someone, the hawl this, is about to pay the zakat, but he died. Okay, he dies. It must be paid. So that zakat must be paid from his inheritance, and is not annulled by his death. So the people who stays behind his family, they should pay the zakat. They don't say, "Oh, he died. How he gonna pay it? He's dead." No, it is paid from what he left. From his inheritance. And this is because of the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's debts has more right to be paid. It's agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, amongst others. So the Shaykh says the inheritor or others are to pay it from the inheritance of the deceased, because it is a due right and it is not annulled by death. It is not annulled by death. Furthermore, it is a debt obligatory upon the deceased and he must be absolved from it. And by this we come to an end to this chapter. And inshallah ta'ala we go ahead and start reading the chapter number 2. Babun fi zakati bahimati al-an'am. Babun fi zakati bahimat al-an'am. After the Shaykh in the first chapter, he briefly, in general, he mentioned those types that the zakat is due from. Now he's going to bring in details in chapters. So first he's going to talk about the zakat concerning grazing animals and livestock. The zakat concerning grazing animals and livestock. قال الشيخ اعلم أن من جملة الأموال التي أوجب الله فيها الزكاة بهيمة الأنعام وهي الإبل والبقر والغنم بل هي في طليعة الأموال الزكوية فقد دلت على وجوب الزكاة فيها الأحاديث الصحيحة المستفيضة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكتبه في شأنها وكتب خلفائه معروفة مشهورة في بيان فرائدها وبعث السعاة لجبايتها من قبائل العرب حول المدينة وغيرها على امتداد الساحة الإسلامية. الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى, he says, you should know that among the properties upon which Allah has imposed zakat are the grazing animals and livestock, namely camels, cows, and sheep. So if somebody has a farm, people, they invest in different ways. So if somebody, for example, have a farm and they have camels. They need to know that they, if these camels reach a certain number, they're supposed to give zakat. And they need to know what to give, because it's different by the numbers. What to give and how much to give. Likewise, cows and sheep. Moreover, it is foremost among the properties dictating the payment of zakat. Many recurrent sahih ahadith, authentic narrations. Stop, don't check on your brother. Many sound narrations from the Prophet ﷺ indicate paying zakat with respect to the grazing animals and livestock. Likewise, his messages concerning it, as well as the messages of his Khalifa, are well known and famous in illustrating its enjoined rules. Because the Prophet ﷺ, in his life, he used to write letters. In those letters, making clearly the zakat. Okay, what the types of animals that the zakat is due, and how many, and what is the nisab in each kind of those animals and livestock, and how much to be given the zakat. Likewise, the khulafa, al-Rashidun, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiallahu anhum, likewise, when they used to send the people to collect the zakat, they send with them a letter that clarify the details and contains the details of zakat. The Prophet ﷺ also sent the collectors of zakat to collect it from the Arab tribes around Medina and other places all along the stretch of the Muslim land. إذن فتجب الزكاة يقول الشيخ فتجب الزكاة في الإبل والبقر والغنم بشرطين فتجب الزكاة في الإبل والبقر والغنم بشرطين. Thus the zakat is obligatory in case of camels, cows and sheep on two conditions. So the zakat is obligatory in camels, cows, sheep, but with two conditions. الشرط الأول أن تتخذ لدر أي لدر الحليب ونسل لا للعمل لأنها حينئذ تكثر منافعها ويطيب نماؤها بالكبر والنسل فاحتملت المواساة. The first condition they must be used for producing milk and for reproduction, not for toil. Because in the former, meaning if it's taken for that to produce milk, because some people, that's what they do. They have a farm, and they have cows, for instance, and they feed them well and take care of them, and every cow, mashallah, give him a lot of milk, gallons of milk a day. And that's their business, and they sell them to the other people and the like. So if it's used for producing milk and for reproduction, not for toil, because in the former case, their benefits multiply, and they thrive by growing big and giving offspring, so they can provide sustenance to others. الشرط الثاني أن تكون سائمة أي راعية أن تكون سائمة لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل إبل سائمة في كل أربعين ابنة لبون في كل أربعين ابنة لبون رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي. والصوم الرعي فلا تجب الزكاة في دواب تعلف بعلف اشتراه لها أو جمعه من الكلاء أو غيره، هذا إذا كانت تعلف الحول كله أو أكثره أو أكثره. The second condition, they must be grazing livestock, meaning they feed on herbage in a field or on a pasture land. On account of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says, concerning the grazing livestock, a two-year-old she-camel is to be paid as zakat on every 40 camels. On every 40 camels. That's only an example. Because this doesn't mean that the zakat on camels starts when they are 40. No, it's way back. It's before that. It's like when they are 5. As we're going to learn that later on, inshallah ta'ala. Thus, the livestock must be grazing, as no zakat is due upon animals that are fed with fodder, bought for them, or picked from herbage or another place. That is in case they are fed throughout the year or most of it. The year, if they are fed like this way, somebody buy. Some farmers are like that. They keep the animals indoor and they buy the food for them. Sheikh says the zakat is not due in this case, but it's due if a person take the animals outside and they just eat.
Hey.
كيف إنجليزية؟ سؤال عربي ثم إنجليزية؟ كيف يعني؟ قلت سؤالا ما قلت.
لو بعت هؤلاء يعني غنم. يعني ماذا على المال من هذا البيع؟
هذا شيء ثاني. لو بعت هذا، إذا هذا المال إذا بقي معك حولا ووصل النصاب تزكي. أما إذا استعملته في شراء شيء أو كذا، طيب. الحمد لله.
What if you do both?
What if you do what?
Some farmers do both. They graze and they also buy. Because in some places there's not.
Oh yeah.
Livestock.
That's why the Sheikh he says if they are fed the year or most of it. So that person see how much he will do in this, the year or most of it. Not a half year or not a couple months or something. We didn't open a session for question and answer, just as a reminder. Go ahead.
Can you repeat the second condition, please?
Repeat the whole second condition? Sure. The second condition is that antakuna sa'ima. For a person to pay the zakat on the animal, livestock, those livestock he has to eat from outside, from the field, not to be fed. Okay?
Okay.
So therefore he says, the zakat, the livestock must be grazing. You know what I mean, grazing, right? Sajid.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What is it?
When they go outside to eat.
Huh?
When they go outside to eat.
Yeah, they go outside in the field, in the valleys and... Okay? As no zakat is due upon animals that are fed with fodder bought for them or picked from herbage or another place. That is in case they are fed throughout the year or most of it. Okay? And as related to your question, Hassan, so that person should bring the details. Okay? Say this is what he did, inshallah, the mashayikh, they will give him an answer based on the details, inshallah. أولاً زكاة الإبل. Now, after this introduction, this only was an introduction, but now the sheikh is going to give details. Now, he's going to have a section for the camels, and then he's going to talk about the cows, and then the ghanam, the sheep. أولاً زكاة الإبل. First is the zakat due on camels. قال وإذا توفرت الشروط وجب في كل خمسين. إذا توفرت الشروط وجب في كل خمسين من الإبل شاة. وفي العشر شاتان وفي خمس عشرة ثلاث شياه وفي عشرين أربع شياه كما دل على ذلك السنة والإجماع. Now here's the details now as related to the zakat on camels. He says if conditions are fulfilled, these conditions we just mentioned that they have to be grazed and the like. If these conditions are fulfilled, one sheep, remember we're talking about cows, right? Camels, right? Talking about camels, but I said one sheep. All right? That's why I said you have to pay attention. All right? You think it's a mistake? One sheep, since we're talking about the camels, zakat on camels? It looks like, right? It looks like, hold on, you're talking about the zakat on camels. What sheep is doing here? That's not a mistake. That's why you have to pay attention. So now we're talking about the zakat on camels. So if these conditions are fulfilled, then one sheep is to be given as zakat for every five camels. You see? So if someone has five camels, he gives as a zakat one sheep, not one camel. Okay? One sheep. And two sheep in case they are 10 camels. That's the zakat. And three sheep in case they are 15 camels. And four in case they are 20 camels. As indicated by the sunnah and the consensus of the Muslim scholars. So the ulama, they say, if a person have less than five camels, no zakat. Four camels, three, two, one, no zakat. Five, now that person give one sheep. From five up to nine, he give one sheep. Once he have 10, he give two. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, two sheep. For 15, now he has to give three, okay? And then likewise. قال فإذا بلغت 25 ففيها بنت مخال. ففيها بنت مخال. لم يفيها. ففيها بنت مخاض وهي ما تم لها سنة ودخلت في السنة الثانية سميت لماذا سميت بنت مخاض سميت بذلك لأن أمها تكون في الغالب قد مخضت أي حملت وليس كونها ماخضا شرطا وإنما هذا تعريف لها بغالب أحوالها فإن عدمها أجزأ عنها ابن لبون يعني إذا عدم البنت المخاض أجزأ عنها ابن لبون this مخاض ابن لبون these are terms that names for camels like young ones وإنما هذا نعم لحديث أنس عن أبي بكر فإن لم يكن فيها بنت مخاض ففيها ابن لبون ذكر رواه أبو داود ويأتي بيان معنى ابن لبون The Sheikh says, in case the number of the camels reaches 25 camels. See now, up to 24, you give how many sheep? Four. Okay, now they reach 25, the camels reach 25. Now, no more sheep involves. If the number, in case the number of the camels reaches 25 camels, he won Ibn Tumakhad, okay? That's why. See, in English, they just give you the explanation. But Ibn Tumakhad, okay? Ibn Tumakhad to be given. And what is Ibn Tumakhad? It is that baby camel that completed 1 year old and going into the second year. Going into the second year. That's what's supposed to be given in zakat, as zakat. Why it is called bintu makhad? Because in this age, its mother must probably becomes pregnant once again. Nevertheless, the mother's pregnancy is not a condition. But that's what usually is the case. Usually the case that when that baby camel enters its second year, usually the mother is already pregnant once again. Usually, but it's not, it doesn't have to be conditioned. If a person does not find this bintu mahad, which is the female camel that entered its second year, then then Ibn Labun, okay, then Ibn Labun is another term, that's a male to be given, and Ibn Labun, there are male that's 2 years and up. And this is based on the hadith narrated by Anas on the authority of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, in which the Prophet ﷺ says, if there is not a she camel in its second year, so a 2 year old he camel, meaning like a male. Can you say he camel, right? That's what they say here in translation. Translation, they say he camel. No, don't, huh? A male camel. A young, okay? Is to be paid as zakat. Okay. وَإِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْإِبْلُ وَإِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْإِبْلُ سِتًّا وَثَلَاثِينَ وَجَبَ فِيهَا بِنْتُ لَبُونَ لحديث أنس عن أبي بكر في الصدقات وفيه فإذا بلغت 36 إلى 45 ففيها بنت لبون أنفى وكما دل على ذلك الإجماع وبنت اللبون هي ما تم لها سنتان لهذا سميت بذلك لأن أمها تكون في الغالب قد وضعت حملها فكانت ذات لبن وليس هذا شرطا لكنه تعريف لها بالغالب. Now the Shaykh says if the number of camels reaches 36, if the number of camels reaches 36, a 2 year old she camel, and in Arabic they call it bintu labun. Labun has something to do with laban, halib. So this bintu labun, which is a baby camel, a female, that already completed 2 years. You see the bintu mahad, what's the difference between bintu mahad and bintu labun? Bintu mahad completed 1 year and going in a second. And a bintu labun completed 2 years and going on a third. So that's what's to be given as zakat. And this is based on the hadith narrated by Anas on the authority of Abu Bakr concerning zakat, in which he says, if the number of camels is from 36 to 45, any number, 36, 39, 41, or the like, 1 2-year old she camel is to be paid. Okay? As zakat. And this is indicated by the consensus of Muslim scholars. The 2 year old she camel is the offspring of milk or she camel. And it is named so because its mother most probably has delivered its baby, you see, and has become a milch camel, meaning it has milk. So the bintu mahad, it is the baby, but its mother now is pregnant. That's why it's called bintu mahad. This one is called bintu labun because that mother already now, in the third year now, it's already gave birth. And when the animal gave birth, what Ahsant, producing milk. That's why they call it bintu laboon. Of course, the Shaykh said this is not a condition that the mother be like that, but it is a prevalent definition for it. الآن فإذا بلغت الإبل 46 وجب فيها حقة وهي ما تم لها 3 سميت بذلك لأنها بهذا السن استحقت أن يطرقها الفحل وأن يحمل عليها وتركب. Now the Shaykh says if the person who has camels, now he has 46, not just 45, not 36 to 45. Okay? Now this person now, mashallah, alhamdulillah, his camels are growing. Alhamdulillah, now he has 46, the number is 46. إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْإِبِلْ سِتًا وَأَرْبَعِينَ. If the camels reach 46, a 3-year-old she camel is to be given as zakat. See the years, and the farmers, they know the years by looking, and there is signs. There is signs, they know this thing. Okay? So a 3-year-old she camel is to be given as zakat. And it is called hiqqa. Why called hiqqa? Because by attaining such age, 3 years, it becomes mature enough to be fertilized by the male. And also, it becomes strong enough to carry loads and to be ridden. You see? So before this age, no. They just lead them around and, you know. But once this baby who reached 3 years, now they can ride it, that animal can carry loads and also can be fertilized by the male so that cell be pregnant and produce babies. فَإِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْإِبِلِ 61 وَجَبَ فِيهَا جَذَعَ جَذَعَ. You see, we have بِنْتُ مَخَاد, بِنْتُ لَبُون, حَقَّ, جَذَعَ, إِبْنُ لَبُون. These are terms in the Arabic language. They mean a specific age of camels. When you say bintu makhad, they know what they're talking about. Somebody who knows these terms, especially those who graze camels, you tell them, I'm searching for jada'ah. He's like, oh no, I have only 2-year-old. He knows. He said, no, I don't have them. So فإذا بلغت الإبل 61 وجب فيها جذعة وهي ما تم لها 4 سميت بذلك لأنها إذا بلغت هذا السن تجذع أي يسقط سنها. والدليل على وجوب الجذعة في هذا المقدار من الإبل ما في الصحيح من قول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا بلغت 61 إلى 75 ففيها جذعة وقد أجمع العلماء على ذلك. Now it says if the camels reach 61 in number. So now from 46 to 60, that's the ruling we all mentioned. Now if they reach 61 now, of course what to be given in zakat is going to change. Okay, it's going to change. So if the camels reach 61 in number, not in age, in number, a 4-year-old she camel is to be given as zakat. 4. Remember, it starts at what? The one that have completed 1 and go on to 2. Then it went to the one that completed 2, go on to 3, and then the one that completed 3. Now is the one that completed 4 years old. When the camel reaches this age, its teeth began to fall. That's why they call it jada'ah. At this year, 4, when they complete 4, they start losing their teeth. Okay? And this is due to what is related you know, this to not the falling of the teeth, but to give this 40-year-old camel as zakat, when the number of camels reaches 61, this is due to what is related in Sahih al-Bukhari. From the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which reads, if the camels are from 61 to 75, see, if the camels, these rulings, for someone 61, 69, 70, 73, from 61 to 75, one she-camel in its fifth year is to be given as zakat. Meaning has already completed 4 years. Has completed 4 years and going to the fifth year. 4 years completed. Now, ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله فإذا بلغ مجموع الإبل 76 وجب فيها بنت لبون اثنتان للحديث الصحيح وفيه فإذا بلغت 76 إلى 90 ففيها بنت لبون. He says, now if the number of camels reaches 76, okay, if the camels reaches 76, two she-camels of 2 year old, okay, are to be given as zakat, two of them, to be given as zakat. And this is based on the hadith, authentic hadith, in which the Prophet ﷺ says, if the number is from 76 to 90 camels, if a person have camels from 76 to 90, two she-camels in their third year are to be given as zakat, two bint labun. Remember, the bint labun is the one that completed 2 years going on the third year. Now, two of them to be given as zakat. قال فإذا بلغت الإبل 91 وجب فيها حقتان للحديث الصحيح الذي جاء فيه فإذا بلغت 91 إلى 20 و100 ففيها حقتان طروقة الجمل وللإجماع على ذلك. Now the Sheikh says, if the camel reaches 91, 2-3 year old, which is haqqa, 2-3 year old she camels are to be paid as zakat. This comes from the Sahih hadith, which says, if they are from 91 to 120 camels, from 91 to 120 camels, two she camels in their fourth year are to be given as zakat. Two she camels in their fourth year to be given as zakat. In addition, Muslim scholars have agreed upon that as well. And lastly, in this portion of the zakat concerning the camels, قال فإذا زاد مجموع الإبل عن 120 بواحدة إذا زاد مجموع الإبل عن 120 بواحدة وجب فيها 3 بنات لبون لحديث الصدقات الذي كتبه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولفظه فإذا زادت على 20 و100 ففي كل 40 بنت لبون وفي كل 50 حقة. The Sheikh, he says, and this is the last thing he mentioned in this portion concerning the zakat of camels, قال if the number of camels surpasses 120, even by one, if you become 121, for example, 3 2-year-old she-camels are to be given as zakat. So 3 now, 3 2-year she camels to be given as zakat. And this is based on the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ wrote concerning zakat, and which says, if they are one, or they if they are over 120 camels, for every 40, meaning for every 40 over 121, okay? For every 40, a two-year-old she camel is to be paid. And for every 50 camels, a three-year-old she camel is to be given a zakat. Plus what's plus the zakat given for 120. Paid. So alhamdulillah, you review this. MashaAllah, those who have the book of Mulakhas al-Fiqh, go home. As you see, there is a lot of details and a lot of numbers involved. But inshallah ta'ala, try your best to review and read more on it, inshallah ta'ala. If you cannot memorize it, at least you have an idea. When somebody tell you, hey, zakat on camels, we know there's a lot to be involved. It's not like, oh, you got zakat? Okay, mashallah, give $50. Yeah, right. We shouldn't speak without knowledge, that's one for sure. But at least now, alhamdulillah, through this class, we know what's, you're like, oh, zakat of camels? Alhamdulillah, first of all, these camels, how many are they you have? Somebody said, I got 16 of them. Okay, all of them are grazed, or do you buy the food? And see? Then at that, based on the information you get, you try to help the person. But if they said, look, he has 216 of them. See, that needs some math. Need like some math to be done down. Okay, they fit on this category. Okay, the hadith said this and that, inshallah ta'ala. But that's what we do, and that's what's supposed to be the case. Every time we give a class, whether in fiqh, in aqidah, hadith, or any field, then it's upon us to review and go home and do a revision and get some books if we have that help us to understand that topic even more, inshallah ta'ala. And this is how we understand that matters. If we don't understand certain things, we write down what we couldn't understand and bring the questions, inshallah ta'ala. If we're able to assist you, it is. If it's not, it becomes a homework for all of us. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.